It is the women's semifinals today at the U.S. Open with a couple of familiar names, a couple of young, relatively unknown contenders, and plenty of storylines. Second-seeded Serena Williams, a three-time Open champion, goes up against unseeded Kim Clijsters in one semifinal. In the other semifinal, unseeded Jeanina Wickmeyer faces number 9 seed Caroline Wozniacki. Christine Brennan of USA Today is a regular guest on this program. She's been following the tournament. Christine, good morning once again.
Good morning, Steve.
We mentioned Kim Clijsters. Wasn't she retired just recently?
Yes, she was for 2 years. Retired in May of 2007, came back in August of 2009, just a month ago. Got married, had a baby, 18-month-old little girl, wanted a little bit more from life. Kim Clijsters, as you remember, was the former number one player in the world, but had a lot of injuries. And she's come back now, realizing, Steve, that she missed it. And with a balance that she did not have in her previous life, she turned pro at 14. By 20, she was number one in the world. And now she's got a very different perspective. Amazingly enough, is playing great tennis. She's only 26, so it's fascinating to see her come back and be in the semis.
So she wanted a little more from life, went away from tennis, wanted even more from life, came back to tennis, and now she's going to get all the life she wants because she gets to face a Williams sister.
That's right, and Serena Williams is perhaps playing the best tennis she has ever played. While there have been upsets galore in the Women's U.S. Open this year, Serena has been crisp and clean. The histrionics have been on the other side of the net. She hasn't lost a set. She's the only player in the tournament, Steve, who hasn't lost a set, Serena Williams. 27 years old. She has won 11 career Grand Slam titles. You get the sense she's lying in wait and just saying, whoever's out there, bring them on because I can beat you. And she's the defending champ, and I would fully expect her to be able to win this on Saturday.
I'm just curious, because you do get a lot of teenagers who are stars in tennis on the women's side, and in fact, we're about to talk about a couple, but you just mentioned you've got a 26-year-old against a 27-year-old. Is that pretty much peak career time for women's tennis players?
Yeah, maybe another couple years, maybe closing in on 30. But in general, there's a sense now maybe Clijsters is every bit the role model for working women around the world. So I'm not so sure that we aren't rewriting the record books a little bit in the sense that will we see someone in their early 30s, even their mid-30s, be able to put this together? Clijsters is very much a roadmap for many people to look at to see how she'll play and if this can continue for people like her. Serena Williams, Venus Williams, is a couple years older than Serena. She's still playing pretty good tennis. So I think, you know, Serena right now is just on a roll. If she wins this one, this would be her third major of the year, Steve, and fourth Grand Slam in the last five slams. Mm. That's pretty good, and almost 28 years old.
Now, briefly, in the other semifinal, we do have a couple of 19-year-olds.
That's right, 19-year-olds, one from Denmark, Caroline Wozniacki, who beat Melanie Udan, the American star, captured everybody's hearts. But Caroline Wozniacki was just too good for her in one quarterfinal against Jeanina Wickmeyer of Belgium. And Jeanina Wickmeyer, 10 years ago, Steve, she and her father left behind their lives in Belgium to chase her tennis dream in Tampa, Florida. When Jeanina was 9, her mother died of cancer. Her dad closed up the pool construction company he had in Belgium, quit his job, and said, we're doing everything now for our little 9-year-old girl. And now she's made it for the first time ever into a semifinal of a Grand Slam. A really heartwarming story on that side of the draw.
Christine Brennan, you always make us care.
Well, thanks, Steve. It's a fun story, a lot of fun storylines, as you said.
Christine Brennan of USA Today.